Today's Shir's Masechta Gittin Daf Yud Beis. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chisda, says the Gemara, Rav Chisda, as we've been learning in the previous Shir already, the concept of Zachal Adam Shalai Befanav, that I could do something for someone else, even without his knowledge, as long as it's beneficial for him. And begins the Gemara, what happens in a situation where I'm doing something which is beneficial for someone else, but it's to the detriment of someone else? Will I be able to still halachically be able to do so? And therefore teaches us Rav Chisda, Tefes L'Bachoyv, if I see something on behalf of a malva, there's a loiva who owes malva something, and I go and I seize it on behalf of that malva, but it's a makom shechav lachrini. It's in a situation of, it's to the other person's detriment. This loiva owes other people money as well. And by me doing this, it's to the disadvantage of the other people who are owed money. Says the Gemara, Bana Malchaikus, says Rav Chisda, this is actually a machlaikus of Rav Elazar and Rabbanan. The Tanan, the Mishnah, Masech, the Peah, Perek Dal Mishnah test teaches us Misha Likin is a payah. If I am Baruch Shem, a wealthy person who's not entitled to receive payah, and I collected the payah Vamahare Zulaplani, I'm collecting it on behalf of this person who is deserving of payah. Hare Zulaplani Ani Rebelezer Aimer Zachaloi. Since I did it on his behalf, this is what we've been learning. The concept of Zachal Adam Shalai Befonav. The Chum Maimrim, whereas the Chum's opinion is, Yitnenu La'oni Hamnitzeration. I have to give it to the first poor person that I meet. I can't pick it up on behalf of this Ani, because by picking it up on behalf of this Ani, says Rav Chisda, is to the detriment of some other Ani. And that's why he says this is the Machlaikis. This Machlaikis that we're learning here is of Rav Elazar and Rabbanan, is the machlokes of Tefes L'Baal Chayiv, if I'm taking something for somebody else, the makom shechav lachrini. Is that acceptable or not? And the Ramban explains that, the Ramban actually asks a question. Tefes L'Baal Chayiv, makom shechav lachrini, we could understand that if a loiva owes more than one malva money. So by me picking it up on behalf of one malva, is to the detriment of the other malva. Here, nobody has any more right to this payah than anyone else. So why is this considered makom shechav lacherim? I'm not really hurting someone else. I'm not depriving somebody of something which really is his. So the Beis Halevi says it's obvious that Rav Chisda applies the concept of not only in a case where I have a claim for this money, but even in a case where I do not have a claim for the money. Even in a case where I just have rights, that's enough to make it that way. Another teretz that Reb Reuven Grzovsky tries to say, he says, is that once the payer is separated, he suggests that once the pay is separated, it is considered the money that belongs to all the poor people in the world. And by me picking it up on behalf of one ani to the detriment of another ani is considered as if I'm taking something away from somebody who really owns it. Omar v'ameima v'teima rapapa, to which ameima rapapa disagree, d'milohi, the two machloikasun from Peah, the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim, and the question of a Tovus L'Baal Chayiv and Mokshim Chav L'Acherim don't travel together. Why? Because at Kan L'Kam Rabbi Elazar Hassam, over there, Rabbi Elazar said that I could pick up pay for someone else. The Migi Dibay Mafkul Nechse, I could have always declared everything I own Hefker, and by declaring everything that I own Hefker, I now have Ani V'Chazalei, I would be entitled to this payah, and therefore, If I could be entitled to it, so instead of taking it for myself, zochel chavri. Avol hocha, in a case where I'm taking something for a loiva, for malva, where there are others, I am not owed any money. Therefore, it may be different. On the other hand, says the Gemara, at kan lo kamer rabbanon hosam, the rabbanon over there say that I can't pick up pay for somebody else. The ksiv, el the ksiv, because the pasuk says, v'laket kitzir chaloi salaket, lo'ani lagea tazav oisai, loy salaket lo'ani. The Torah is expressly saying that one person can't pick up paya for another person. It doesn't make a difference what the situation is. Aval hocha, regarding this question of a toifus l'bal choiv, the makam shechav l'cherim, maybe it is halachically acceptable. Rebbe Lezer asked the Gemara, what will he do with the pasuk? Hai loy salakit, my avalei. He clearly says that one can pick up paya on behalf of someone else. So what will he do with this pasuk? He says, Miboile lahazal ani shaloi, to teach us that an ani, even though a person himself is a poor person, that the halach is, even a poor person has to leave over paya. That, so there's no question, say the Rishonim, that if I am the owner of a field and I leave paya as I'm supposed to, Say the Rishonim, there's no question that I cannot take that payah and seize it on behalf of a specific ani. And the Rishonim ask, why not? Just like Al Gemara said, I can make myself into ani, and therefore, since I can make myself into ani by being mafka everything I have, so therefore I would be entitled to payah. So the similar, why then we say that based on that migui, I, even though I am the owner of the field, should be able to take paya on behalf of the ani that I want to take paya for. Because, so the Ritva explains that the migui is a double migui here. First, I would have to do a migui, that I would have to be mafka my paris. And number two, after I do that migui, I have to say, now I'm picking it up for somebody else. And that's not permissible. The stipler has a different approach to this question. The stipler's approach is that there's a special halacha, that the halacha says that I have to give away the paya, that I have to leave the paya, and not keep the paya. And therefore, since there's a special halacha, that I, when it comes to my field, the halach is I can't take it myself. That's why I can't pick it up for somebody else. And I saw that others explain, because I could have been mafkarit. But even though I could have been mafkarit, at this point I wasn't mafkarit and I'm the owner. In other words, the way Rav Chaim Brisker explains, there's a difference between the hefker of an owner and the hefker of a person who's just being mafker, that he's going to become an ani. I saw the Shabina Rav says a similar vart. When we're speaking about the hefker of the owner of the field, so yes, I could potentially be mafker my field. But right now, I wasn't mafker my field. And right now, this field belongs to me. Since right now, this field belongs to me, I cannot give payah. I cannot take payah from a field that belongs to me under any circumstances. Whereas the case that Al Gemara is speaking about is a case where I'm going to be mafker, that I should become an ani. When I'm going to be mafker and the purpose of being mafker is that I should become an ani, that's a very different type of hefker, and that's the type of hefker which would be acceptable for me to do, that I should at least be able to take ownership in it take ownership for it for somebody else. There's a very interesting tshuva in the Shas Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas, Chelek Yud Beis Simen Kuf Mem Tes. Can I give tzedaka if a person doesn't need tzedaka? Can I collect tzedaka for other people who need tzedaka? Or just like Al Gemara is teaching us, there's a consideration that I can't take payah for other people. Maybe the halacha should be that I can't collect tzedakah for other people. So at first glance, he says, it should be connected to the machlokes that we just learned between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Elazar, it should be effective. And according to the Chachamim, it should not be permitted. But then he quotes a Yerushalmi that says Rabbi Zechariah was a wealthy person, and he used to collect tzedakah for other people. And everybody was talking, how is he, a wealthy person, collecting tzedakah? And after he passed away, it was discovered that all the tzedakah that he collected, he was really distributing to people who needed tzedakah. So isn't this clearly an indication that you're allowed to collect tzedakah for someone else, even though you are not allowed to take tzedakah yourself? So the Sha'as HaTshuva, Mil Tzedakah, Simon Aleph, Elef Tzuk Tzadik Zayin, which was written by the Shevet HaMusar, says that tzedakah, the case over there, was different because the tzedakah is different than payah. And by tzedakah, since there are people who don't want to collect tzedakah, so since there are individuals who refuse to collect tzedakah, I could take tzedakah on their behalf. I could collect tzedakah on their behalf. But he says that that's halacha only by tzedakah, not halacha according to the Chachamim by payah. We learned in our Mishnah that the Mishnah said that taking a get, accepting a get on behalf of someone else, on behalf of the woman, the halacha is considered a choiv. Taking a shtar shichrur is not. Because why would the servant say that the being freed is to my detriment, it's a choiv? Because as long as I'm by my owner, I'm going to get supported. And now, when I'm no longer his servant, I lose that support. Says the Mishnah, that isn't really considered a loss. If an owner doesn't want to support his eved, he can do so. Shmamina, says the Gemara, based on this we can learn, the Yachala Rav Loimila Eved, Rav could say, an owner could say to his owner, to his eved, Asay imi ve'en chazancha. You have to work, and I don't have to support you. Of course, Rashi says that this is only speaking about an Eved Kanani. An Eved Ivri, the owner never has a right to say so. And as the Ram Shif points out, the Torah says regarding an Eved Ivri, Ki toiv lo imcha, that you have to make sure that the Eved Ivri has everything that you're allowed to have. So Rashi says, what will the Eved do? What will he do for support? He'll go to collect tzedakah. So I saw that Rav Aaron Leiv Shemin Zatzal in his Sefer Yal Shachar asks, if the Eved's going to collect tzedakah, isn't there a rule, a kol mashakana Eved kana rabbi? So even if the Eved is given tzedakah because his owner is refusing to support him, any tzedakah he collects will become the property of the owners anyway. So he says that the halacha is that whatever an Eved needs to survive, we don't say, a very b'chiddush, he says, whatever an Eved needs to survive is not considered Baal Shekana Eved Kana Rabbi. And therefore, even though he's collecting tzedakah, what he's keeping, what he'll collect will be his. Ask the Gemara. Hachemais, says the Gemara, it isn't the proof. Hachemais, Ginnan, where the Mishnah may be referring to a situation, Damalei, where the owner said to Eved, say Masi Decha v'mezanasecha. Whatever you earn, whatever you make, should be kept to you. And that's why the Eved, you kept to you to live on. But there is no right for Eved to say, Asay imi v'enizancha. The Kavasa, says the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to say, the Mishnah means that an Adam could say to his Eved, you work, and whatever you work, you should keep for what you need to live, the Kavasa Gabi Isha. Then we'll say that's the case by a woman. A Mishnah, as we said, differentiated between a wife and an Eved. And the Mishnah said by a wife, you have to support her, and an Eved, you don't have to support, and therefore, the Eved receiving the Shtar Shichur is not considered a choiv, and the isha, the wife who's going to lose her support, is considered a choiv. But if we're going to explain that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the owner told his eved, whatever you earn, you should keep, so then we should say the same thing by the wife. Damala, he told her, and why should the woman be different? Isha mailoi, so why should the wife be different than the eved? Answers the Gemara, isha bedloi sapka. If a wife is working, and the husband says, keep whatever you earn and support yourself with what you earn, then the halacha is that, and then she doesn't earn enough to live off, the halacha is the husband has to support the difference. Eved, says the Gemara, why won't we say the same? Eved nami b'delei sapik, that the owner says to the Eved, you, whatever you earn, keep, and if he doesn't earn enough, then the halacha is that her owner should have to make up the difference. So again, we're back to our question, why is there a difference between a wife and an Eved? Answers the Gemara, Abdu denam kreis leishavya, if an Eved can't even earn enough in his job to pay for what he needs to eat, lamara lamati lamai bayi, so what can I do with that Eved? In other words, an Eved that can't even earn enough that he eat, that his support is more than his earning, is not really a very important, is not really a very worthwhile Eved. And a wife is a wife under all circumstances. I saw that the Sefer Shevet Yehuda uses this Gemara to teach us. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, "Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis, La'olam Yisada Adam Shulchan B'Matzah Shabbos." A person should make him lav malka. And the question is, why does the Gemara use the word La'olam Yisader? Yisader means that you should set the table. It should have said you should eat Matzah Shabbos. You should eat something Matzah Shabbos. What does it mean Yisader? So he says that the Gemara over there, we know that the Suda of Mlav Malka is connected to David HaMelech. He says, what was the characteristic of David HaMelech? David HaMelech realized and recognized all the time that everything he has is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was an Eved that couldn't earn enough to survive, so to speak, and he realized that whatever he has, he's completely dependent on the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that's why he says, Lo'olam Yisader Adam. A person should, as he begins the week, as he begins the work week, what he should do is, he should look at the work week as, whatever I'm going to earn is really not for myself. Everything I'm earning is because the Kaddish Baruch Hu gave it to me. There's a very interesting shaila that the Sefer Chashukei Chemed discusses here. He discusses a situation where there was a wife and a husband, and the wife was supporting the husband, and they bought an apartment. Now, normally the halacha is that if a wife and a husband have an agreement that she'll keep her earnings and she'll support herself, that whatever she earns, she keeps, and the husband has no rights to it. Here, this couple got married, and the husband was learning in Kailu, and the wife was supporting, and based on the good salary that the wife was earning, they were able to buy an apartment, and then they got divorced. And the question that comes up now is that who owns that apartment? Do we say that since the apartment was made off the wife's, was bought off the wife's earnings, and the wife keeps her earnings because she was supporting herself, because she was the one earning the money, so that apartment belongs to her? Or do we say that different? So he wants to suggest that since this was made up up front, that the wife will go to work in order that her husband should be learning, so we don't look at this marriage, we don't look at this relationship as a relationship of a wife who's telling her husband, don't support me and I'll keep my earnings. What they're doing is that the husband is also participating in the home. The husband is participating that he is working, and she's having the opportunity to support him. So it's not like a husband and wife who have separated their financial interest. That's not the way he says to look at this shaila, and therefore they're considered joint owners of the apartment. So again, the question that the Gemara is addressing is, can an owner say to his eved, "Asay imi ve'en azamcha"? Tashma eved shegol al ari miklat. If an eved was sent to the ari miklat, and by chayv lazanai, his owner doesn't have to support him. Ella v'layoid, ella shemasi yada l'rabbi. But whatever he earns over there belongs to the owner. Shmami na. So says the Gemara. Isn't this a clear proof that yachal rav loymal eved? That an owner could say to his eved, "Asay imi ve'en azamcha"? Because that's exactly the case here, where he went to where he's going to Golus, and he's still, and the owner's not supporting him, but he's getting the earnings. Again, says the Gemara, "Hacham ma'iskinen." It isn't the proof, because we will say that the case being discussed over there as well is the amalite say masi dechel b'zayin secha. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, so then what does the brisa say? Why does the owner get what he earns? The owner should not be entitled to that if he was told that what you earn keep for your support to live. Answers the Gemara la dofa, that if the eved earns more than he needs to live on, that belongs to the owner. Ask the Gemara, that is obvious. Ha dofa pshita, that the extra that the eved earns above what he needs to live belongs to the owner. Answers the Gemara, ma de tema, kiven de lesle, that since when he won't have enough, lo yavle, that let's say the eved, as we just learned, doesn't earn enough, so then it's not the owner's problem. So we would think that ki isle, when he does make more, similarly, that loch ought to be nami lo lishkale, that the owner is not entitled to it. Kamash Malan, that only goes one way. That if the Eved doesn't earn enough, it is not the responsibility of the owner to make up what he needs to live. But if he makes more than he needs, there the halacha is that he has to turn it over to the owner. Ramesha asks a question. Al Gemara is suggesting that somebody could say to his eved, "Asay imi ve'en azamcha." As for Moshe, we know that halacha is that pesach es yadecha masbil chalchai rotzayin. That the halacha is the first before we eat, we have to feed our animals. So, as for Moshe, if one has to be so kind and he has to feed his animals before he eats himself, shouldn't he have that obligation to feed his slaves before he takes care of himself? So Moshe cites the Rambam, who says that the reason that we treat a slave differently, because there's a communal responsibility of tzedakah to support those who need pramnosa. So since the eved is part of the community that is going to have to support the avodim, the servants, so then the owner could say, "Asay imi en azamcha." There is no communal responsibility, says Ramosha, to support animals. And therefore, we have to have more mercy on the animals than on the Eved. Another pshat that Ramosha is suggesting, Ramosha says that this halacha, that you have to feed your animals before you take care of yourself, is not a financial obligation. It's a moral obligation. So says Ramosha, certainly there's also a moral obligation to make sure that the people you own, that the slaves you own, should have panosa. But the focus of Al Gemara, suggests Ramosha, is not on the moral obligation. Al Gemara is focusing on the financial obligation. But now, ask the Gemara, so we've been speaking about the owner told the Eved, "Asay imi ve'en azamcha, tzay mas yadecha." So ask the Gemara, why was this necessary to be taught in the framework of Ari Miklat? Why was it taught in the framework of Ari Miklat? Says the Gemara, since the Torah says, "By the Ari Miklat, the Nosal Achas Ma'ar Ma'el V'Chai," and therefore we would think, "Ovad Lechayusei Tfei," and we should think that an Ari Miklat is different, and an Ari Miklat we have to be particularly kind to the people who are there, and let them have even more than they need. So therefore, Kamash Malan, that no, Dari Miklat is no different. And I saw that the Brick of Shmuel explains this Gemara, going back to something we discussed earlier. He said, just like we learned earlier, the Torah says regarding an Eved Ivri, Kitoiv Lo Imach, the Torah obligates us in being particularly kind to an Eved Ivri. We were seeing, and we said that that is not the case by an Eved Kanani, but maybe, suggests the Gemara, suggests the Brick of Shmuel, the Gemara saying, that's only when he's not in an Ari Miklat. But when he's in the Ari Miklat, everything is very different. And in the Ari Miklat, we have to treat him like an Eved Ivri, Kamash Malan, that there is no such halacha, and we don't have to treat it that way. Ask the Gemara, V'amidik Tani Seifa, how can we say that it's talking about a case, a Tzi Ma'asi Yedechalim Zenasecha? Let's continue learning that Braisa. The Braisa says, Avalisha Shekos L'Ari Miklat, if a wife was sent to Ari Miklat, Ba'ala Chayim Zenasecha, the husband is supporting her. Mechlal, D'Lai Amala, it's not referring to situation of Tzi Ma'asi Yedechalim Zenasecha. If the Braisa is referring to situation where see Masi Dechel Zanasecha, then Ma'ala Machayiv. Just like there may be a question, there may not be a question. Everybody would agree that a person cannot say to his wife, say Masi Dechel Zanasecha, but everybody agrees that there may be a question. If you could tell an Eved, Aseimi Ve'nizoncha, I won't support you. Everybody agrees you can't say that by a wife. But just like by an Eved, you could say, Tzi Masi Dechem Zonasecha, take your earnings and live off your earnings. The same thing could be done by a wife. So if that's the case of the Braisa, why does the husband have to support the wife? If the husband could say to the wife, Tzi Masi Dechem Zonasecha. Again, Avil Isha, it says in the Braisa, Shagos Lo Yimriklet, Baal Chayim Zonasecha. Bechlal, it's obvious that the Braisa, the Lo Yomelo, is not talking about a case where he said, Tzi Masi Dechalim Zonasecha. D, if we're going to say that that is the case of the Braisa, that Omelo, that he told his wife, Tzi Masi Dechalim Zonasecha, then the question would be, Baal Amai Chayiv. And why would he be obligated to support her? It must be, mid the Sefer, that since the second part of the Braisa is clearly the Lo Yomelo, speaking about a situation where he said, Tzi Masi Dechalim Zonasecha, isn't that a proof that the Reisha also is Loy Amalei, is not speaking about a case where he said, Tzi Masi Dechalim Zonasecha. Rather, it's speaking about a case where he said to the Eved, Asei Imi Ve'enizoncha. And it's clearly indication that you could say that to an Eved. Says the Gemara, Loy Amalei. No, we're going to say that the Braisa is speaking about a case where he told the Eved, Tzi Masi Dechalim Zonasecha. Visha, so if that's the case, so why can't you say that to the wife? B'dloy Sapka, that she is not earning enough. And if somebody tells his wife, somebody could tell his wife, Tzi Masi Dechalim Zonasecha. But you could only say it in a case where she could earn enough to cover her cost. Ask the Gemara, V'amidik Tani Sefer, let's continue learning the Braisa. In Amala, if the husband said to the wife, Tzi Masi Dechalim Zonasecha, then Rishoy, the husband doesn't have to support her. Isn't that clearly an indication that the Reish is not talking about a case of Tzi Masi Dechalim Zonasecha? Rather, the Reish is speaking about a case where he says, Sei Mi Ve'nizamcha. Says, well, no. Hachi Kamar. Vimes Bekes. If the wife is earning enough that she can live off what she earns, Amala, and the husband tells her, Tzi Masi Dechalim Zonasecha, then Rishoy, the husband has a right to say so, and he wouldn't be obligated to give her anything. Says the Gemara, Masapekis, if she's earning enough, and he tells her, Tzi Masi Dechalim Zonasecha, Maila Memra, of course, that is the halacha, he could say so. Answers the Gemara, Mada Tema, we might have thought, Kol Kavuda Masmelech Panima, and you can't force a woman to go work, Kamash Malan, the Mishnah is teaching, the Braisa is teaching us that a husband could tell his wife, go to work. We know, the Mishnah teaches us, that Talmud Shagola, if a Talmud goes to Gols, Maglum Rabbi Imai. The halacha is that that the Rebbe has to go to Golis with his Talmud. There's an interesting question. Does a husband, if a wife, we just learned the case about a wife that goes to Golis. If a wife goes to Golis, does the husband have to go to Golis with her? So I saw that the Paiskin want to bring a raya from our Gemara, that the Gemara is focused, what could the husband tell the wife? It doesn't seem to teach us that he has to be together with the wife. So maybe from our Gemara there's a raya that a Rebbe has to go to Golis with his, a Rebbe has to go to Golis with his servant. But a husband does not have to, a husband does not have to go to Golis with his wife. So says the Gemara, Lema Katanoi, this discussion that we've been having, if an owner could say to his Eved, Asay imi ve'en ezamcha, perhaps suggests the Gemara as a machloikus tanoim. Rav Shimon Gamaliel Omer, Yochar Eved loim l'rabbi v'shnei b'tzairus, an Eved could tell his owner in a hungry year, I panaseni, either support me, or you tzein l'chairus, or free me. V'cham Omer, harshas b'yadai, the Eved cannot force the owner into that situation. My lab, Akavavavki, so the Gemara suggests, that what is the machloikus? The Masover, the Chachamar of the opinion, that an owner could say to his Eved, Aseimi Venez Zantcha, and therefore the Eved has no claim to the owner. Well, Masover, whereas Rav Shimon Gamaliel holds, any Yochel, he can't say that to his owner. Says the Gemara, the Tisbara, is that the way to explain the machloikus? Hi, Rav Shimon Gamaliel said, Oi Panaseni, either support me, or it's any l'charis. What Rav Shimon Gamaliel should say is, "I panaseni, either support me, or tainly masi day panasasi, or let me keep my earnings." Biboyle. Everybody agrees that the owner, the relationship between the owner and the eved is that the owner could tell the eved, keep what you earn, and I don't have to support you. Void. And if that's the machloikis, is asked the Gemara, if the machloikis between Rav Shimon Gamaliel and the Chachamim is around the subject of a say imi ve'en ezumcha, so then why do we have to speak about a shnei b'tzaris, a hunger year? Elo, says the Gemara, hachamayiskinen, what is the b'risa speaking about? That indeed, the owner told the Eved, say, Masi dechem zanasecha, keep your earning, and for that you're going to live. And shnei b'tzaris, but it's a hunger year, and it's hard to make an earning. And therefore, he's working, but what he works and earns is not enough to support himself. Lo yisipek. Rav Shimon Gamaliel says, under that circumstances, Savar, Rav Shimon Gamaliel's opinion is, under those circumstances, the Eved could say to his owner, Oy panaseini, oy etzieni l'chairis. Ki keich d'chazer le'inchim rachim alei. He says, you're saying you're not going to support me. You're saying that I should support myself. But I'm living in a time where I can't support myself. Since I can't support myself, I need to take tzedakah. But I'm not going to be able to receive tzedakah. People are not going to give me tzedakah when they know that you owe me, and they'll say, you should take care of me. And therefore, if you're not going to support me, let me free, and I'll be able to collect tzedakah. A man, the merachim of Nechari, the Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan say that isn't the legitimate claim, because man de merachim abnei chayri, the same people who will give tzedakah to a person who's not an Eved, merachim avdinam merachim, and therefore you don't have a claim to ask me that I should have to free you. I don't have to free you. You're not earning enough. So then go collect tzedakah. And saying that, well, because I'm an Eved, I won't get tzedakah, that isn't a good claim. When Esav meets Yaakov, and when Esav comes to Yitzchak, after Yaakov had received the brachas, Esav asks his father for a bracha. And he says, and Yitzchak says, there's no point in giving you a bracha. Because he says, Hein gvir samti lach, and Rashi explains, there's no point in giving you a bracha, because I made you the Eved of Yaakov, and Aloch is kol ma'ashe kana Eved, kana So whatever I give you, you will go to your owner anyway. So the Migdal David explains that our Gemara is saying that in the Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying in our Gemara that in a hunger year, then Evi could say, "I panaseni, either support me, I hatsieni." And that's what Esau was saying to Yitzchak. There may be a time that will come, that will be a hunger year. And if there'll be a hunger year, I according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, I have a right to ask to be freed. And if I'll have a right, so then I'm not going to always be an Eved. And therefore, what you're saying, Kamash Kana Eved Kana Rabbi, won't always be the case. But Yitzchak, he explained, knew that Esav is going to say that. So what did Yitzchak say? The dog of a serious samachtiv. I promised Yaakov Avinu, says Yitzchak Avinu, that he will always have enough panasa. If he will always have enough panasa, there will never be a case where he will be a right to say, "I panaseni, I hatsieni l'charis." So we're still discussing this question: can an owner say to his eved, "Asei mi ve'ni zoncha"? Tashma Adam Rav, Hamagdish Dei Eved, that if somebody is magdish the hands of his eved, that the halacha under these circumstances is that whatever the eved does becomes hegdish. Oisa eved, so how is the eved supposed to live? So the halacha is oisa eved loiva, he borrows money, v'oichel, and he has now money to buy food, v'oisa, now he works, opereya, and he pays back. But clearly from here we see that shmamino yochal rav lo melavid asei imi ve'nezoncha, that the owner doesn't have to support him. Says the Gemara, no, that the reason he's able to be magdish whatever he earns, the reason he's able to be magdish it is because he is supporting him. Ask the Gemara if that's the case. Why is he borrowing to eat? The owner is supporting him. Answers the Gemara, la dofa. The owner is supporting him with the basic necessities. He wants more, so that's how he's going to have more. But ask the Gemara, why could the Eved do so, to borrow, and that the Hegdish will have to pay it? V'lemlai Hegdish, why can't Hegdish say to Eved, ad hashta, until now, sagil chabaloi adofa, you were able to survive without any extra food. And you should continue living that way. Why should you borrow and we're going to lose that benefit? Says the Gemara, Hegdish Gufa Nichele. Actually, the Hegdish is satisfied for that. The Hegdish wants that the Eved should be healthier. And if he'll eat better food and more food, he'll be healthier. And I saw that the question here is, when one is supposed to supply food to workers, so let's say the workers are working for yeshiva, discusses the Chashuki Chemed. So every dollar that's spent in feeding the workers is Mamon Hegdish. And the question is, should they give them just what's necessary? Of course, if they promised to feed them, they have to give them what's necessary, but do they have to give them extra? On one hand, we can make an argument that what we're doing is to make the workers healthier. And if we're making the worker healthier, we, as Hegdish, just as an Al-Gemara, will be the beneficiary. Or an argument can be made that an Eved is owned by Hegdish. So since an Eved is owned by Hegdish, so if the Eved becomes healthier and stronger, my asset, the Hegdish's asset, which means the Eved, becomes more valuable. So that's why the Hegdish has an interest to make that the Eved should be healthier and stronger, even though it means that the Hegdish is going to be spending more on food than they normally would. Whereas in a case like this, where if I'm providing support to my Avodim, when I provide support to my workers, I don't own the workers. It's only a question, they'll maybe be able to do a better job. It's not that my asset becomes more valuable. And the money I'm spending, again, the money the yeshiva is spending is hegdish money. Maybe they have to be a little more careful how they spend that money. The Gemara says that Rav said that what should this ever do? The ever should borrow money for his food and then work and pay back from whom he borrowed. Oysa upereya. He works and then he'll pay back the people he owned. But ask the Gemara, kama, every pruta that he earns belongs to Hegdish, Kaddishlei, because he belongs to Hegdish, and therefore every pruta that he earns, ask the Gemara, belongs to Hegdish. And since every pruta that he earns belongs to Hegdish, how could he use it for a different purpose? Answers the Gemara, what Rab meant to say is that he should earn less than a Shava Pruta, and Hegdish, if it's less than a Shava Pruta, it doesn't become Hegdish. Hachanami Mestabra, says the Gemara, that makes sense to explain that the Rab was speaking that the owner is being Magdish what the Eved earns. And speaking about a case, as we said a moment ago, that the owner is still supporting the Eved. Dama Rav. Because Rav teaches us how Magdish Yadei Avdoi, somebody who is Magdish what his Eved earns, Ois Eved Ois Vaichel. He eats, he earns, he works and he eats. Dilai Avda, since if we're not giving him food, Man Palachle, who is going to support him? So even Man Bishlama, if we're going to say that Hach Bamala, that the Bryce over there is speaking about what the owner is supporting, that V'ena Yochel, and he can't say same V'ena Zamcha, for her, and when Rav says that the Hegdish is not Chal, this case is talking about a case when he's not being supported. So we could understand the difference between the two Bryces. Eli Amrit Hach Shein Amala. If we're going to say that the first Bryce is speaking when the owner is not supporting him, because Yochel, then, and he could, because the owner could say to him, Asay imi ve'en zoncha, and that's why the owner could be magdish whatever he earns. Dilay avdaman peilchlei, says the Gemara. So what was meant that man da avdaman peilchlei, man da by nifelchei? I don't care who supports him. Let anybody supports him. Alav shmamina. From here we see that if the owner supports him, he can be magdish him, and otherwise the owner cannot say any yochel. The owner can't say the same even in zamcha shmamina. If somebody damages someone else, we know the Torah says he has to give nezer tzar, ripui shevis, and boishes. Toshma, says the Gemara, that Amar Bishua, k'tei yad avdoi shel chaveri, if somebody cuts off the hand of a different, of an eved, nois and shiftei refusal rabbi. Shiftei is unemployed. Shiftei means unemployment, that the eved can't work during that period, that unemployment belongs to his owner. Refua is the ripui, the amount that it costs to for doctor bills. That goes to the owner. Oisa Eved, and from where that Eved live? Nizaman at Stoka. The owner collects all of these damages, and the Eved is supported from Stoka. Says the Gemara, isn't this clearly a raya? The Yochel Rav Lemele Eved, a same Mivein Zancha, because he's collecting, but he doesn't have to give him any support. Answers the Gemara, Hachavimai Askin and Bamala Mazonis. No, the Bryce is not speaking where he's not supporting him, it's speaking about a case where he is supporting him. Ask the Gemara if the owner is supporting, Yochel Mai needs him in a stalker. So why is the Eved needing stalker? Says the Gemara La Dofa, because he's weak and sick. He needs to eat more than he normally needs to. And this, or he needs to eat better food or more food to get healthier quicker. And all these cases, and all these, that the owner doesn't have to supply. So that's the way the Nesivus explains the Gemara. Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish says, if what the Eved is eating is to get healthier and better quicker, so of course the owner has to pay for it. The owner has to pay for it because the owner is the beneficiary of him getting better quicker. It's just speaking, but he's just eating better. That the owner doesn't have to give. But anything that will cause the effort to get better, of course, the owner has to give. Ihachi, says the Gemara, that we're speaking that the eved is getting supported from tzedakah, not for his basic needs, for the extra, nizon, then the word nizon is not the right word. Nizon speaks to basic support. Mesparnis ba'ilay, el shlav, the fact that it says that he is supported, even though the owner is collecting everything, ishmaminah, that the owner could tell his eved, yochel, the owner could tell his eved, same even zoncha, ishmaminah, from here we have a raya. Amamar, we just said, so shiftai, says the Gemara, the unemployment is pshita, is avis that belongs to the owner, because the workers, the evid's time belongs to the owner, and now he's losing it. Says the Gemara, but refuasai, the dehu, the doctor bills should belong to the evid. The Bayitsuibe, doesn't he need to have the means to pay the doctor bills that he should get? Doesn't he need to get the doctor bills to get better? So it was a situation where the doctor is going to have to treat him for 5 days. And then they gave him a sharp medicine, and he got well in 3 days. Madatema, that this patient, this Evid, was willing to take a tougher regimen so he could get well quicker. And therefore, since he took that upon himself, Madatema Tsar de Dehu, since he took this tougher regimen upon himself, he should be entitled to what that benefit is, that he got better in 2 days. Kamash Malan teaches us no, that since he belongs to the owner, and the owner is his time belongs to the owner. So even though he took upon himself the tougher regimen, it doesn't make a difference. It's going to be the owner who benefits from it.